song.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, I'm excited to be on the air. You just tuned in to Issues Concerning Women, and tonight I have a special guest on the line with me. Her name is Renee Bob. We met a few years back, and I'm going to let Renee tell you a little bit about how we met. But anyway, she's a small business consultant, and she's a publisher and a writer. She has so much going on. I just want to get her on the line and let her talk to you so you can hear all the wonderful things she's doing in 2010. Renee, you on the line?
I am, and thank you so much, Francine, for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on with me. I'm excited to have you with me tonight. Renee, why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what you're doing this year? Because you got so much going on, so just give us an overview.
Well, like Francine said, I am the CEO of Renee Bob Media, which is a small business and book publishing consultant firm. And what I do is I work with aspiring authors and small business owners, and I really work with them to help them to tap into their God-given talents and skills and turn those skills, those ideas, and those dreams into a successful business. I also help them to write, market, and publish their own books. I have a TV talk show that I do called The Authors Review, where I bring on different authors, especially first-time authors, that normally have a challenge with the marketing and promoting of their books. I actually, have the TV talk show to invite them to come on and talk about, you know, how they've been able to write, market, and publish their own books. And I also have a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio called the Renee Bob Radio Show, where I interview a variety of different authors on different topics. So my Francine was saying I have a lot of great things going on, and my ultimate goal is to really be able to empower, educate, and motivate people to do the things that God has put them here on earth to actually do.
Great. Renee, that is so exciting, and I am just thrilled that you could be with me tonight, because tonight I want to talk about when we're starting our own business or we're in business and we want to take that business to the next level, what do you suggest some of the things that we should do, and especially in this economy that we're in right now?
Well, I often have been recommending to people that they put first things first. And the first thing first meaning, you know, it's nothing wrong with going back to the beginning and evaluating, you know, why it is that you decide to start the business. You know, evaluating the products and services that you offer to your customers, and to identify some creative ways that you can really begin to, I say, restart or transform your business to take it to the next level. One of the things that I personally have done, especially with my consulting firm, is that I always do an evaluation of my current customers, my current clients, to find out, number one, what are the things that I'm really doing good, and then what are some of the areas that I can improve? And then also, what are some of the things that my competitors are doing that I can begin to incorporate into my business and put a different spin on it and make it much better to be able to offer a great product and service to the next level for my particular client? So I'm always looking at the client and getting feedback from them on things that I can incorporate into my business to help my business to grow. Another thing that I often recommend is thinking outside the box. Sometimes we get so stuck in a routine of doing, you know, your business the same way every single day. You notice that the business is not growing. It's like insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's insanity. So when you think about your business, think about going outside the box and doing some different things to be able to reach your particular target audience. But the key to everything that I'm saying is that you have to, of course, know your target audience and know how to reach your target audience and know what their needs are and provide a product and service to actually solve those particular needs that they actually are having.
Great, Renee. That is wonderful. I have a question, and I know that you can answer for me, and I know we haven't rehearsed anything. So anybody that knows Renee and I, we We love radio. That's one of the things we do, and we love television. And I actually had the opportunity to go on Renee's television show. So, Renee, I want you to tell the audience how you got started in the media side of your business, because there's more than one side to Renee Bob. You're an author, but you also have your media business. So tell how you got started in radio and television.
It's so interesting that you should ask that question, which is a wonderful question. I actually got started right now down there where you are, actually in the Hampton Roads area. I actually was living in Virginia Beach at the time, and I had the wonderful opportunity to meet a minister named Verlene Turner, and she actually had a TV talk show that she was doing in the Richmond, Virginia area. And she did a show that was targeted towards, you know, women in ministry that had businesses and, you know, that had a ministry that was really taking off. And she interviewed these different individuals. And so she invited me to be a guest on her TV talk show. And, of course, the day of the show, anything that could go wrong did go wrong. And I always say that that's the enemy trying to distract me and keep me from my destiny. And sometimes we allow those distractions to kind of keep us from moving forward into the things that God has called us to do. So I fought through all those different issues and all the things that were coming up, the running the stocking, the flat tire, the makeup not being right, the outfit not being right, all these different things that were going on. And, of course, that negative self-talk that was, you know, who do you think you are going on TV? You've never been on TV before. You know, your bill collector is going to see you on TV and call you and want their money. So, you know, all those things, you know, all those that negative chatter that was going on. So finally I was able to, of course, pray and close that chitter-chatter up and move forward to be a guest on the show. And so after doing the TV show, it was a 30-minute interview where she interviewed me about the books, about the business, and about, you know, my passion that I have for God and how I incorporate my love for God and all the things that I do. At the end of the TV show, the producer of the show, the guy that was behind the camera, he asked me, have I ever done TV before? I told him, no, this is my first time. He said, well, you remind me so much of Susan Taylor, which is, you know, she was the editor of Essence Magazine at the time, which is like one of the highest compliments that you can receive. And so he said, he said, would you be interested in hosting your own TV talk show? It was so exciting, and I said, of course I would, you know, and that is actually how I got started. And imagine if I would have let all that negative chatter and all those obstacles keep me, I would have never gotten that opportunity to host and produce my own TV talk show, and I've now been doing it for a little bit over 10 years.
Oh, that is so exciting, and I already knew the story, but I wanted you to tell the audience. Because we set goals for ourselves, and a lot of times we do our business plan, and we have our personal goals and our business goals. How do you think we should incorporate the two, or should we keep them completely separate? Because I know this, you know, it's 2010, and it's, you know, it's coming up on the end of the year. We're going into 2011, and people are trying to figure out what to do next. You know, they may already be in business or they're thinking about starting a business, but they're just not sure which way to go. So do you think our business goals should be the same as our personal goals, or should we keep them separate?
Now, I personally believe in taking a very holistic approach to business. Of course, keeping God first, family second, and the business third. So I believe, I know that in all that I do and when I'm teaching and working with individuals, you know, it's all one and the same, which means that, you know, in order for my business to be successful, my spiritual life and my relationship with God has got to be in order. In order for my family, you know, in order to achieve those family goals, you know, the business has to be up and running and there has to be income coming in order to take care of those family goals and desires that I need, which in turn, again, my spiritual life has to be in order. So all of those aspects intertwine with one another. And that's why I strongly believe that people should really take an inventory of their God-given gifts and those God-given talents, those things that people always say, you know what, Francine, you are really good at this, or, you know, Jennifer, you're really good at that. You should really think about starting a business in those areas. And, you know, your giftings always show up and they shine. But oftentimes we will accept, you know, working a 9-to-5 job, or we'll put off, you know, starting the business, or you know, we'll go into other things that are really not in line with what God has called us to do. So I recommend sitting down and taking an inventory. You know, one of the things that I do is that I will sit down and I will write a list of all the things that I desire. What is it that Renee wants to manifest in my life? And it's so interesting that when I sit down and do what I want, I can begin to go back and prioritize and put the things that are most important in order. And the wonderful thing about God is that He often is waiting for you to be clear about what it is that you want. Because sometimes we pray, oh, Lord, please show me what I should do. And He shows us what to do. He gives us our goals and He gives us our plan of action. But oftentimes we look and we're looking to the left, we're looking to the right, and we're not moving forward. And He's saying, I need for you to get clear about what you want. Once you're clear about what you want, begin the process of creating your plan of action to achieve those goals that you desire. You know, of course, keeping God first in all things. But most importantly, you've got to take action towards those things that you want. Now, some people may be saying, well, you know, I've been praying on it, and I've been waiting for God to move. But God is waiting for you to move.
Absolutely.
You know, He put everything inside of you that you need in order to be successful in business, in order to be successful in life, in order to be a successful wife, a successful mother, successful entrepreneur. All those things are inside of you, not to say that you may not need to take some additional classes, but sometimes God is waiting for you to step out. You create the plan of action, and then you begin the process taking one step at a time to achieve your goals.
Oh, Renee, that is some wonderful advice. If you're just tuning in on the air tonight, I have with me Renee Bob, and she's the owner of Renee Bob Enterprises. Now, correct me, Renee, if I'm wrong, because I knew that it used to be RBI Enterprises. Now, is that still correct? Am I right on target here, or has the name changed?
Well, we still have RBI Enterprise, but we've actually transformed RBI Enterprise into Renee Bob Media Group.
Okay, great. And Renee is a consultant. She's an author. She's written numerous books. So, Renee, the first book that you ever wrote, and just, you know, because we're about our Father's business, first of all, let me just say that. Renee, if you ever meet her, you'll never forget her. She's such a spiritual person. And the day that we actually met, we were at a conference, a women's conference, and we were both speakers, and we didn't know each other, and at the place that we were, it was a big auditorium, and it was kind of hard to hear because there was so much going on in the room, but Renee, being her professional self, she got on the mic, and she took care of business, and I was so impressed with her. I was like, you know, I got to meet this lady, you know. And I believe I spoke after her, and then after I spoke, and we had an opportunity to meet each other, and we've been friends and business partners ever since. So, Renee, tell them about some of the books that you have written and how that has helped you throughout your business, because that was part of your plan when you started out as an author. Before you even started the media group, you were counseling and teaching. So I know that you wrote numerous books. So tell us about the books and why did you write those books?
Well, I actually started out, you know, doing the seminars and the workshops, teaching individuals how to start their own business. And oftentimes when I would do my seminars and workshops, very similar to the opportunity that where we met, you know, I would teach and train and educate people about how to start their own business and giving them tips and tools. And people often say, well, where is your book? Where is your cassette tape? Because, you know, CDs and DVDs weren't out then. Where is your videotape? of your
back in the day.
Right. So yeah. What I did was I actually took my speech that I would often give to people to a graphic designer, and what he did was he put my speech into book format. And it was such a simplistic process. You know, we created a book cover, you know, and what we did was we actually self-published the book. It's a short little booklet. It's about 50 pages, and the name of the book is Turning Your Dreams into Reality, The Proven Way to Successfully Start Your Own Business. And so I, again, took my speech and put it into book format, and in less than 2 years, I had sold over 10,000 copies of that little booklet. And people really loved the little booklet because it gave them the step-by-step process on how to start your own business. And from mm-hmm. that book, at the success of the book, people would say, well, how did you do that? Can you teach me how to self-publish? So then I began to become a self-study. I began to go to the library and the bookstores and begin to learn everything that I could about how to write, market, and publish your own book. So once I became the expert through knowledge, I began to apply those principles and help others to want to, you know, that wanted to actually publish their own books. And so from that, I wrote my own book called The Self-Publishing Process, The Beginner's Guide to Book Publishing Success. And the main reason for writing that book is that there were tons of great books out there, but a lot of the books were heavy in wording, you know, heavy in technical information, and the process mm-hmm. is not that difficult. So I wrote my book to serve a population of people who, you know, they wanted to learn the process, And they wanted a step-by-step process. So I created the book that gives you the step-by-step process from beginning to end, and you can actually, you know, publish the book in less than 90 days. And so I knew that that was a need that people had, that they wanted to learn how to do it. They just didn't know where to go get the reliable information. So I created the book, then I created CDs, then I created a DVD, you know, then I have an e-book also. So for those of you that are entrepreneurs that are writing books and that are starting your own business, a key element that I always think about when I'm writing a book or taking on a new project is that I look at how can I create multiple streams of income with this particular product. So you look at the one book, you turn that book into a CD, a DVD, you can do a teleconference, you can do seminars, you can do workshops, all on that one particular topic. So my goal in writing books is to really be able to create multiple streams of income off of one topic. My latest book is about financial empowerment, you know, how to get your financial household in order. And the birth of that book came through the need of the people. There were several different nonprofit organizations that received grant money to educate and help people to get their finances in order. And because I'm a veteran, I partnered up with a veterans organization to be able to help veterans to get their financial households in order. And the first thing I did, of course, was to create the proposal. Then I wrote the book. And then I was able to market the book and give them the proposal. And then they contracted me to be able to teach these classes using my own material. So you see, Francine, how I'm able to kind of utilize several different avenues to achieve one particular goal.
That is so wonderful and so exciting. And I know that we are in, like I said, the end of 2010, preparing going into 2011. What advice would you give to someone wanting to start their own business, or someone who may have a wonderful job but wants to take it to the next level? Could you give these women some advice?
Well, the first thing I would do, if you have the desire that you want to start your own business, is to really sit down, and I always say, if you get a chance to go away for a self-examination, a little retreat, where you can go someplace by yourself, maybe for 2 or 3 days, and you can really take an inventory of what it is that you desire to do. And then once you're clear about that idea or that concept of what you want to do, then begin the research project and look at those individuals and those companies and organizations that are doing what it is that you desire to do. There's nothing new under the sun. The way that we execute it, of course, can be new. So look at your competitors and see what it is that they're doing and how they're running their own business. And do some research and sit down and create your plan of action. You know, how are you going to get the business started? What is the mission of the business? Who are your customers that you're actually trying to reach? How are you going to reach those particular customers that you want to get invited to your business? And then also, how are you going to make money with your company? You know, a business is determined by the success and how much cash the business actually has coming in. If you're not making money, you're not in business. So you want to look at it from a business point of view. Also, some key advice is to surround yourself with people who are very successful in business, who have been in business for many years that can serve as mentors. Do not surround yourself with people who are just starting their own business also, because what kind of advice can they give to you? So you want to go to people who are very successful in business, who can mentor you and share with you the step-by-step process and help you as you're going along. If you're in a job that you really love and you want to go to the next level, make sure you evaluate, well, what is that next level for you? Is it going to require you to relocate to another city? Are you open to relocating to another city? One of the things I did this weekend was I got a copy of the latest edition, which is the anniversary edition of Essence Magazine. And in this magazine, they highlight some phenomenal women that are doing some dynamic things. And see, that's what really gets me motivated and inspired, is reading about other people that are where I desire to go and then putting that process into practice. How did they get to that level? I incorporate those strategies into everything that I do in order to be able to achieve that goal.
Wonderful. That is some wonderful advice, Renee, and I hope that you were able to write some of the things down, and maybe if you could not. Renee, why don't you give them some contact information, because I know there's plenty of people out there, not only women but men too. You know, it's okay for men to call in, and it's okay for men to contact us, and give them some information on how they can contact you if they're interested in learning more about what you do and your consulting and speaking engagements, because we do know that those things, you still do that even though you have your company and you have all these projects on the table, you're still available for speaking engagements. So let them know how they can contact you and with your email address and whatever other information you want to share with us today.
Well, you can visit the website, which is www.reneebobb.com. That's R-E-N-E-E-B-O-B-B.com. Or you can visit reneebobmedia.com. You can also email me at bobrenee@yahoo.com. You can also call me directly at area code 615-753-5647. Again, at 615-753-5647. And I do still answer my phone, and you are absolutely correct, Francine. I still love doing the coaching, the consulting, as well as the speaking engagements.
Wonderful. And Renee, I want to thank you again for coming on the show tonight with me. You gave us some wonderful, wonderful information. And before you go, we want to talk a little bit about your radio show, because you're on Blog Talk as well. So tell everybody about your show and how they can chime in to your next program.
Excellent. My next show is coming up on Tuesday. We have Tuesday evenings between 8 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, because we're here in Nashville, Tennessee. And you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheReneeBobRadioShow. And tune in. We're actually doing a series of radio shows where we're talking about financial empowerment, how to get your financial household in order. So be sure to tune in Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio /TheReneeBobRadioShow.
Great. That is wonderful. So I'm so excited about your up-and-coming radio show. Now, tell us a little bit about your teleseminars, because you do that as well.
Yes, I have quite a few different teleseminars. Earlier I was sharing with the audience about how you take a book and you turn it into an e-book, a CD, a DVD, a seminar, but you can also turn it into a teleseminar. So I often do teleseminars. I actually have a teleseminar coming up on September 20th, a Monday evening, where I'm going to be teaching people how to actually host and produce their own teleseminar. So it's geared towards business owners, authors, facilitators, teachers, trainers, anybody that has some information that they want to share with an audience. You can actually learn how to create, how to market, how to generate income by hosting your own and producing your own teleseminar. And again, you can go to www.reneebob.com or reneebobmedia.com to learn more information about the upcoming teleseminar.
Great. That is wonderful. I am so excited, and hopefully I will be able to participate in the teleseminar. And I was on the call the last time she did a class, and it was excellent. Let me tell you, I learned so much from Renee. She's a plethora of information, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, she is magnificent. And, you know, I know she's my girlfriend, and when we talk all the time, but this lady has helped me tremendously in my business, and I know that she can help you. But you have to reach out and make that phone call and make that step or go online and see what she has to offer. This has been a wonderful show. Renee, I want to thank you for coming on with me tonight and giving out all this wonderful information. And before we go, I just want to give your phone number again and your web address.
Okay, my phone number is area code 615-753-5647. My website is www.reneebob.com or reneebobmedia.com. And my email is bobrenee@yahoo.com. And Francine, I want to thank you so much. And I'm praying many blessings and success for your radio show as well as your business. It has been such a pleasure to be here with you this evening.
Thank you so much, Renee. And we just have a few more minutes, and we're going to wrap it up. I think we got like 4 minutes. What do you see happening in the up-and-coming year?
Well, there are several different wonderful projects that I have wonderful opportunity to work on. One of the main projects that I see myself doing is actually I would like to be able to go on tour to actually – you know, travel the country doing seminars and workshops as well as teaching and training people how to start their own business, how to publish their own books. I actually would like to be able to do the radio show as well as have a TV camera crew travel with me to interview people who have phenomenal stories to tell. We all have a story to tell. So I see myself, you know, traveling, you know, and meeting some dynamic entrepreneurs, dynamic authors, and giving them a platform for them to be able to market, promote their business, as well as tell their story.
That is wonderful, Renee. And I know that you can do it. I've seen you in action. I know that you're all about your business. And, you know, I says, I will open unto you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there should not be room enough for you to receive. So I want to place that on your heart tonight so that whatever God has placed on your heart, that you're going to be able to move forward and to step into those plans that you have for your future to help others, because it's all about, it's not just about Renee Bob. And once you meet her and once you talk to her, you'll find that out. She is about helping and empowering women, and not just in Hampton Roads, not just in Tennessee, but all over the world. She is a phenomenal woman. I want to thank you again, Renee, for coming on the show tonight. I look forward to your show next week, so I'll be tuning in. And thank you so much again, my sister.
And thank you for having me. I so appreciate it.
All right. So tonight we had a wonderful show. Renee Bob was our guest tonight. I hope you will tune in next Thursday at 8:30. Tell all your friends about it. And remember, whatever you do, do it with style. Good night, everybody.